when the Jays called up Riley Adams, we figured he was going to get some work because Danny Jansen's kind of the everyday catcher for the team. And so I don't think the Jays had any notion when they called Riley Adams up that they were going to sort of gently work him into things. But caught Robbie Ray, whose stuff was electric, with 13 strikeouts. Got his first major league hit. Got up to the plate late in a game, coming in as a pinch hitter. Drew a walk. Caught a guy throwing 100, close out a game. Beat the Chicago White Sox, one of the best teams in baseball. Oh, yeah, and your next assignment, should you decide to choose it, Mr. Adams, is to catch Hyunjin Ryu, who is a guy who depends on sequencing pitches and is only a perennial Cy Young candidate. So we welcome Riley Adams to Baseball Central. And first question I'll ask you, Riley, is I guess when you got called up here, you thought, well, I'm here to play. But you've had to do a lot early, haven't you? Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for having me on. Getting called up, you know that means they need me and they want me in the lineup to help them out, and that's all I've been trying to do the last couple of days.
Riley, going into last night, catching Ryu, what was the biggest piece of advice, you know, Petey was giving you, Danny Jansen was giving you about the way he throws?
Yeah, you know, he's big on sequencing pitches, and, you know, obviously he throws a lot of them. But, yeah, having Pete, having Jano, they were a huge help in getting on the same page with him. I've caught a few bullpens of Ryu, but that's been about it. So, just kind of going through some of the sequences that Ryu likes and the way he likes to throw. And, you know, those guys were huge helps for me trying to feel comfortable with Ryu and get on the same page with him.
Yeah, is he a type of guy that, you know, you're obviously a young guy trying to make your way. Was he okay with, you know, was thinking about a pitch, you put down a finger and he went, you know, I was thinking about something else, but I like that too. Was he okay with that?
Yeah, I think so. And obviously there's times that, you know, he shakes to the pitch that he desires. And he knows his game better than anybody else. And he is very skilled at scouting teams and scouting hitters and knowing exactly how he wants to attack guys. So I fully trust him. And, you know, whatever he's confident in throwing and whatever he wants to throw in that moment, I'm all game for him.
Now, Riley, when you talk to guys that come up from the minors about the major leagues, they tell you, one, the game is faster, the game comes at you harder at the major league level, and two, you have got to be able, in order to handle that, you've also got to be able to ensure that you are under control and that you don't necessarily speed up everything and get out of sync as a result of it. I would think for a catcher, it's multiplied by about 100. And I'm just wondering, from your vantage point as a catcher, what have you noticed the biggest difference in just how the game is played at the two levels?
Yeah, no, you're definitely right. It does have the tendency to speed up on you a little bit. I think I've said this to multiple people, but I feel like kind of getting the call that I was going to be activated and then I was catching Robbie, getting that pretty late in the afternoon, before the game on Tuesday, probably helped a little bit because I didn't have time to overthink it. And, you know, I just had to go get ready for a baseball game. And Robbie being a vet and also another guy that knows his game extremely well, you know, he was a guy that was really easy to work with. And I felt like I could get on the same page with him really quickly. So definitely some nerves kicking in. Obviously that's a good thing. But, yeah, I think having Robbie to help me out in that first game really helped settle the nerves and help me feel at ease.
Riley, is there one thing for you offensively that you are really working on to try and make yourself a better offensive player?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm a bigger hitter. I have longer levers, and I've always had that ability to hit for power. And, you know, that's something I've always been working to harness. And along with that, you know, that there is a little bit of the swing and miss that goes into that. So really recently I've consistently trying to work on just keeping that barrel in the zone for as long as possible, just to give me the most amount of opportunity to hit the ball. You know, the more barrels I can get to the baseball, the better outcomes happen. So that's all I've been trying to do. Pretty simple for the most part, but yeah, that's probably been the biggest thing.
Does velocity add a big issue for you to try and accomplish that?
Not really. I don't think so. I think the velocity, you see it all throughout the minors. There's guys throwing upper 90s and, you know, catching guys that already, you know, throwing 100 and things like that. So you see it a lot. Obviously, at the big league level, guys have a lot better control of their pitches and command. But yeah, I don't think the velocity is anything out of the regular.
Now, Riley, one of the things Danny Jansen told us is that this offseason he started to incorporate a little more sort of stretching exercises into his routine, and instead of just bulking up, sort of working on flexibility and things of that nature. Now, I'm led to believe that you practice martial arts, and I'm wondering, because you're such a big guy, do you use that as a means of I'm not going to say preparation in the off season, but is it part of your routine in the off season in order to kind of maintain a little flexibility or develop a little flexibility?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously at the catcher position, it can wear down your body a lot faster than some of the other positions. So with my longer limbs, longer legs, things like that, staying flexible and staying mobile is one of the most important things for me. So yeah, in the off season, strength is huge. I always think you gotta put on that strength so that you can, you know, withstand a full season. But along with that, getting stronger is not always the answer. You gotta have some type of flexibility, and I like to do some yoga here and there. Started doing that back in college. So just doing anything to stay flexible, stay athletic, I think is huge for me.